flies that go around at nighttime and light up.
That's a little lighting bulb.
Okay. What about this long, thin-bodied insect that has a hard little beak and two pairs of big, shiny wings that kind of fly around damp places? They hover over them.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, but this one is, I think this one's a little bit different from the regular mosquito because it's longer. I don't see very many of them around here because we don't have those damp, swampy areas, but I have seen a few. Their wings seem to me like are bigger than mosquito wings.
Horseflies? They ain't horseflies.
No, it's not a fly. Well, that could be part of its name.
Mosquitoes? I don't know.
Okay. What about the, all kinds of insects will sting you?
Will sting you?
Mm-hmm. What kinds would you have that sting you?
Well, the wasp, the hornet, and the yellow jackets, and the bees.
What are those little bitty insects that burrow in your skin? They're red and you get them if you go berry picking.
The little red bug. You can't even see them.
Okay. What are the insects, some green and some brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime? Little insects that hop along in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Okay. What do you call small fish that you use mainly for bait for catching big fish?
Shrimp.
Okay. Anything else?
It's fish now.
Small fish that you use for bait.
Minnows.
Okay. These are embarrassing. Sometimes you find them in your house, but I've got them. They kind of stretch across maybe a corner, and there's a little bug that's made.
Yeah, those are spiders.
That's the bug. What are those things that
they're little webs.
Okay. What do you call them? You say I knock down those.
Spider webs.
Okay. What is the part of the tree that grows under the ground called?
The root.
Now, are you familiar with any particular kinds of roots that are used, like as medicines or anything?
No, I know one that I used, but I don't know what the name of it was.
What did you use it for?
I used it for diarrhea. When your daddy was just a baby walking, and he's still in his diapers, he had that diarrhea real bad. It would just run down his legs. And I dug this, I believe they called it the butterfly root. It's what it was called. It has a dark, it has orange-colored flowers. And I dug this up, and I used that root, and cleaned it, and cut it up, and boiled it. And I give him the water off of the root, and it checked the diarrhea.
Okay.
And that's what we call the butterfly root. The only time that I can recognize it is when it's in bloom.
Another thing that's interesting, and I saw you pull it off a tree, and I can't remember the kind of tree, but you had a homemade toothbrush out of it. What kind of tree is that?
Black gum.
Okay. What kind of tree do you tap to get syrup? We don't have those down here, don't they?
No, uh-uh.
Not familiar with those?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Maple, though, I think. I've heard of it, maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have it here.
What would you call a place where there are a lot of rock maples growing, where that you could get your sugar?
A lot of what growing?
Rock maples growing, where you could get sugar.
Maple sugar. I don't know where you get it.